only you, but anyone who has awakened such a taste is considered most fortunate. Text 10. Dharmasva nastitav pumsam deshvakshena kata suyaham nutpadayat yadiratim shrama eva hi kevalam. A person who properly performs his regulative duties according to Varna and Ashrama, but does not develop his dormant attachment for Krishna or awaken his taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna, is certainly laboring fruitlessly. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.8. We will just read that translation and then we will have our discussion today. There are different occupational activities in terms of man's different conceptions of life. To the gross materialist who cannot see anything beyond the gross material body, there is nothing beyond the senses. Therefore, his occupational activities are limited to concentrated and extended selfishness. Concentrated selfishness centers around the personal body. This is generally seen amongst lower animals. Extended selfishness is manifested in human society and centers around the family, society, community, nation, world, with a view to gross bodily comfort. Above these gross materialists are mental speculators who hover aloft in the mental spheres, and their occupational duties involve making poetry and philosophy or propagating some ism with the same aim of selfishness, limited to the body and the mind. But above the body and mind is a dormant spirit soul whose absence from the body makes the whole range of bodily and mental selfishness completely null and void. But less intelligent people have no information of the needs of the spirit soul. Because foolish people have no information of the soul and how it is beyond the purview of the body and mind, they are not satisfied in the performance of their occupational duties. The question of the satisfaction of the self is raised herein. The self is beyond the gross body and the subtle mind. He is the potent active principle of the body and mind. Without knowing the need of the dormant soul, one cannot be happy simply with the emolument of the body and mind. The body and the mind are but superfluous outer coverings of the spirit soul. The spirit soul's needs must be fulfilled. Simply by cleansing the cage of the bird, one does not satisfy the bird. One must actually know the needs of the Lord, the bird himself. The need of the spirit soul is that he wants to get out of the limited sphere of material bondage and fulfill his desire for complete freedom. He wants to get out of the covered walls of the greater universe. He wants to see the free light and the spirit. That complete freedom is achieved when he meets the complete spirit, the personality of Godhead. There is a dormant affection for God within everyone. Spiritual existence is manifested through the gross body and mind in the form of perverted affection for gross and subtle matter. Therefore, we have to engage ourselves in occupational engagements that will evoke our divine consciousness. This is possible only by hearing and chanting the divine activities of the Supreme Lord. An occupational activity which does not help one to achieve attachment for hearing and chanting the transcendental message of God is said herein to be simply a waste of time. This is because other occupational duties, whatever ism they may belong to, cannot give liberation to the soul. Even the activities of the salvationists are considered to be useless because of their failure to pick up the fountainhead of all the liberties. The gross materialist can practically see that his material gain is limited only to time and space, either in this world or another. Even if he goes up to the Swargaloka, he will find no permanent abode for his hankering soul. The hankering soul must be satisfied by the perfect scientific process of perfect devotional service. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा. सो माय प्लेजर टू बी विथ यू ऑल डिस्कस अबाउट द ग्लोरीज ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु. So, we are getting on to a new chapter where Mahaprabhu is going to glorify another interesting personality. In the last chapter, we discussed about the glories of Sanatana Goswami, his humility, and how by his action, by his conduct, Sanatana Goswami commanded Mahaprabhu's special blessings. In this chapter, Ramananda Rai is going to be glorified by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as in the later part of the chapter, we will get to hear about the kind of service Swarup Damodar Goswami is rendering to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the science of Krishna consciousness, as we know, is such that when you go to the Lord, when you go and surrender to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, when you approach Krishna, Krishna redirects us to his dear devotees. When you approach devotees, they redirect us towards the Supreme Lord. In between Krishna and devotee, or Krishna and a self-realized soul, a devotee shuttles. And this stage of being stuck between, staying between Krishna and his dear devotees is considered glorious. Because whilst being between them, we will be able to see the love of love and importance the Lord is giving to his devotees, the love and importance the devotees are giving to the Supreme Lord. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself say, Dharmasya anustita pumsa vishvakshena katasuya notapadayatiratim shramayeva hi kevalam. So Mahaprabhu is quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam that if anyone is not trying to glorify Vishvakshena Katasvyaha, if somebody is not hearing and associating and participating in Krishna's activities, the Supreme Lord's activities, every other action he does is simply waste of time. And the root cause of this problem is explained in the very first verse of this chapter as an invocation prayer Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is keeping. What is the root cause of this problem? What does the first verse says? One whose heart is boiling out of envy. He says, I am infected by the germs of material activity and I am suffering from the boils of envy. Therefore, falling in an ocean of humility, I take shelter of the great physician, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are going to have some sets of reflections, something that we can churn from this particular context and glorify the Supreme Lord. The first reflection is about some set of three axioms. These three axioms are not some unusual, unknown subject. These three axioms, or the three statements, if you put it that way, defines or educates us to know about our Krishna consciousness responsibility. Here, Pradyumna Mishra, in a very humble state of mind, he is approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in a humble state of mind, towards his devotee, redirect him to Ramananda Rai. You will see later. But when Pradyumna Mishra goes to reach Ramananda Rai, Ramananda Rai is taking care of or busy with some dancing girls, training them on some few steps. Seeing this, Pradyumna Mishra comes back to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and saying that you asked me to go and learn from him, but he is busy with some girls. You will see whether it was out of doubt or whether it was a data point that he reported to Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu did not want to leave any stone unturned that anyone in the future doubts hearing about Ramananda Rai's action. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then glorifies who Ramananda Rai is. And after he glorified, he is asking Pradyumna Mishra, you go now and see to that you learn from him the science of Krishna consciousness. So this is the first part of this fifth chapter of Ankya Leela. The second part refers to another story which involves glorifying Swarup Damodar Goswami and some related pastimes. So when we are on the progressive path of Krishna consciousness, when we are surrendering to the Supreme Lord and the Lord sends us to his devotees, the devotee sends us to the Lord. In this endeavor, we better need to get some basics clear. And that's my first reflection, which are three sets of statements or axioms or whatever you may call. These are all absolute truth statements. As we know, information could be of different classification. And information could be a fantasy. And information could be some facts and figures. Some information could be history and some Puranic details. And some information could be dharma and related, which we call as satyam. And there is something which is called absolute truth. So from fantasy to fact, from fact to history, to history to truth, from truth to absolute truth. So every time when we get information, this could be classified in any one of them. And half of the time, the whole world is diving deep into the world of fantasy and living the moment. Now, if you see the whole world, their interest is creating moments, recording moments, show off those moments, and forget those moments. These moments that are created, why those moments are created? Because the whole thinking process is itself short-lived. So these three axioms that we're going to see as a part of the first reflection, it will help us to set a precedence, a tone to our functioning in Krishna consciousness. If we become victim of fantasy information, whether you call fantasy, whether you call us temporary, dreamy, whatever that is, it is illusory in nature. If you see, half of the current social media content, I'm being very modest here, but if you ask me, I would say that 95% of the social media content are filled with useless information, and they are only about fantasies. False and fantasies. What is a fantasy about? I mean, off late in India, they have removed this famous app called TikTok. So there have been new profiles or new positioning of individual. He's a TikToker. He's a YouTuber. He's an Instagrammer. He's a this grammar, that grammar, so many whatever that is. People put them like how we say Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, Bhakti Sarvabhoma, Bhakti Vedanta. We look forward for such title. Or we want to lead through that, not for title purpose, but for learning that. But in this material world, those who are surviving on this world of false and fantasies, they look after what? Oh, I am a TikToker. I make a lot of TikTok videos. Like, subscribe. That's how our life has been around. That's how we see the people are. And if you look at all the videos that they have made, it is all good for nothing, even for 2 minutes. In fact, some of the videos that you get to see as you scroll through things, some of them are prank videos, some of them are showing off ones. They consume so much amount of time. Some of the prank videos that they send, I keep receiving in my different forums. People spend money, time, resources, and humiliate the other person and have fun. Kisi ko par anda phek denge, just throw eggs on somebody. Pull them, somebody inside water, throw their mobile phone, break their mobile phone, put something in their car, puncture their car. So many nonsense they think, all friends together, and they try to trap another friend as a prank. And they all laugh and create that moment, like how that person gets scary, angry, irritated. They record them and finally say, subscribe my channel for more videos. And I'm very sorry to say, 95% of the stupid people who are on social media, subscribe them. Let me see more of that fun. So this information of fantasy to absolute truth is two extremes. Srila Prabhupada writes in the book The Perfection of Yoga. Srila Prabhupada makes a very interesting comment. He says, for us, anyone who is part of the yoga system, chapter 7, Perfection of Yoga, Srila Prabhupada writes there. He says that the yoga system has got three purposes. Anyone who claims to be part of a yoga system, anyone, he says any yoga system you take, karma yoga, jnana yoga, hatha yoga, ashtanga yoga, bhakti yoga, any yoga system you take, these three aims need to get fulfilled. Number one, controlling of senses. Number two, purifying activities. And number three, linking oneself to Krishna in a reciprocal relationship. Srila Prabhupada writes, the chapter title itself says, revival of relationship with the Supreme Lord. Yoga as a process to revive relationship with Krishna. So the science of Krishna consciousness is that we have forgotten because we fell flat to these fallacies, fancies, dream, false things, and forgot about the absolute truth. And hence, we need to get back to this yoga system and try to get these three things done. Control our senses, purify our activities, and link ourselves with Krishna to revive the relationship. So based on this understanding, the three axioms that we all need to understand is, number one, we are all eternal and confirmed servants of the Supreme Lord, just that we forgot. So I call them as, assume that we are government servants. And if you are a government servant, working for a government, the government takes care of you. So long as we are very righteous in our activities and approach. So, if we keep functioning for the government, your present as well as your future is taken care. If you are not a government servant, if you are serving a private non-government one, you are taken care only till the point in time that the other person is taken care. Which means, so long as I serve dutifully to my master and my master sees me as a profitable investment or a profitable person, or he is able to earn profit from me, he will take care of me. After that point in time, he will say, get out. And if we are a self-employed, or if you are a person who are interested in not depending on anyone, we are technically a public servant for self-interest. And for this, those who are trying to find shortcuts to get their victory done, they are all called criminals. So, the science of Krishna consciousness is helping us to elevate us from the stage of criminal to the stage of becoming public servant. So my first, you know, part of the first reflection is, let us all try to enroll ourselves, unlike India and various other places, to get a government job, you have to bribe or you have to do a lot of things. But here, the Lord is constantly making options for us to take part in the government service. His government is always needing servants and, you know, people to be participating in that. So let's all enroll ourselves to become servant of the Supreme Lord under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, rather than trying to work for some private agencies which means demigods. Because why we call them private agencies? Because demigods are agents under Supreme Lord, and they also work based on the sanction of the government. Only the government has to sanction them, for in turn for them to sanction others. And according to Chitra Ketu, they are called, you know, people with very degraded consciousness will only ignore Supreme Lord's welcome and go to demigods. And third is karmis, who are interested in sense gratification, righteous sense gratification, but sense gratification, which means they get the result of their activities. And fourth is criminals, asurik, rakshasas, demoniac, atheists. So when we see a devotee, or here the first prayer, the first shloka, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that because of my envy in my heart, because of my heart being filled with such a thoughts of boils of envy, I am infected by the germs of material activity and I am suffering. Because of this thought process, I am suffering. And what is the cure? The cure is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Pradyumna Mishra is going to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is making a very humble submission. What is this humble submission? He says that I am a cripple-minded householder, and because of such a cripple mentality, I am suffering, but somehow by some good fortune I got your mercy, so please give me some mercy. So these are the prayers that we are getting from Chaitanya Charitamrita for us to contemplate upon, as this is exactly what we are supposed to understand about as our state. I have been falling prey to these fallacies and fancies and thought that facts are great, but facts are just facts. And history is just history. It's good information to know, or sometimes bad. Dharma is good. Truth is good. But absolute truth is eternally good, and that absolute truth does not only involve the Supreme Lord, it also involves his parshadas, his associates. So that is why whenever we want to progress in Krishna consciousness, we are glorified, we are encouraged to glorify the absolute truth, which means Krishna and his associates. So the first axiom is we are government servants, in the sense we are servants of the Supreme Lord, and hence for eternally we should serve the Supreme Lord in his abode or for him. Second axiom is, if we don't serve the Supreme Lord and participate or enroll ourselves in such government or in such Supreme Lord's service, I'm using the word government just to get to the context of how, you know, that is eternal and we are always taken care. If we are not serving the Supreme Lord, if we are not participating in the service of the Supreme Lord, then for the rest of the life, we are only serving our own senses, and we remain a narrow-minded person, a cripple-minded person, a self-centered person, and we have to go again and again. Ashrata dhanaha purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapyamam nivartante mrityu samsara varshmani. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that if I am not having Shraddha in this process of Krishna consciousness, so I am going to go through the cycle of birth and death, and that's going to be costing me dear. So my second point of the first reflection is about how one should watch out not to become a narrow-minded, not to become self-centered. As Srila Prabhupada explained in this particular purport on Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.8, how sometimes people become very self-centered and thinking about themselves and their benefits, are not able to go past their usual life and never serve the reality. And the third part of the first reflection is our consciousness, our devotional sentiments should reflect only in terms of theory. Krishna consciousness is action in Krishna consciousness. So long as there is no action in Krishna consciousness, we have a serious problem. Srila Prabhupada explains that theoretically we may have understanding, but if practically we are not applying those understanding, then we will fail. I was just telling the other day in our other group that we have two diseases. One is bolne ka bimari. Second is bhulne ka bimari. What is bolne ka bimari? We talk a lot. We state a lot. We know a lot. But when it comes to action, we miserably fail there. Second disease, bhulne ka bimari. Whatever we know, or we thought we know, we keep forgetting. So hence my first reflection is that somehow or other, we should do a reality check and understand that we are eternal servants and the Lord is ready to take care of us eternally, rather than being servant of demigods, servant of our senses, or trying to be a criminal. Being a servant of the Supreme Lord is a very stable place to be in. Second is that hence, let's be very clear not to be a narrow-minded person. As Prabhupada uses the word prayas. Shreyas, prayas. Shreyas means thinking about ultimate benefit. Prayas means thinking about immediate benefit. So being a narrow-minded person, we will only think immediately. Abhi kya milega? What will I get immediately? The third is that our action should be reflecting our realizations and our learnings. If our actions are not reflecting our learnings, then we are still going to go through this cycle of birth and death only. Prabhupada writes, cultivation of Krishna consciousness means consciousness alone won't help us. Cultivation of Krishna consciousness means anukulyena Krishna anusilanam, means working towards achieving a particular goal and working towards getting rid of some anartha. Please read the introduction to Nectar of Devotion. Prabhupada talks about this. This is my first reflection. According to the prayer that Krishnadas Kaviraja Goswami is making, that we have got a doctor who helps us, who is ready to help us to get rid of this cycle of material activity and envy. From this cycle, to save us, we have a doctor.
Nasi barelagi harinama maha mantra
दाओ तुमी मारी, जीव जागो जीव जागो। गोरा चंद्र बोले। सो द पॉइंट हियर इज एनेची औषधि माया। व्हाट इज द मेडिसिन? हरि नाम महामंत्र लाओ तुमी मारी। हु इज गिविंग दिस मेडिसिन? गाय गौरा मधुर स्वरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। गाय गौरा मधुर स्वरे, भक्तिवृंद अग्र सिंगिंग, गाय गौरंगा मधुर स्वरे। In a madhur voice, in a sweet voice, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is coming and singing and glorifying and giving this medicine. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, when I am getting rid of this crippled-mindedness, this attachment to this material activity, and somehow or other, if I can save myself from this cycle of birth and death and this boiling effect of envy in my heart, I will be very, very fortunate. Jaya Jaya Sri Sachi Sutta. Jaya Nityananda. So he is glorifying, my dear Gauranga, my dear Nityananda, thank you so much because of you. I am getting, you know, excited. I am getting more and more wonderful things. So please, somehow or other, save this crippled-minded person. That's a prayer Pradyumna Mishra is giving, which is our prayer also supposed to be. The second reflection is about how does a person's consciousness work? The reason is why we should know, why we should need to know this is because if we had been part of Varnashrama Dharma, probably we would have had a very wonderful arrangement to rescue ourselves from the cycle of birth and death. Now that the society is completely confused and we are amongst those confused, so sometimes we don't know how to operate in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada mentioned the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement is supposed to elevate everyone to the stage of a first-class men called Brahmanas. A Brahmana or a person who is Brahmanical, he values time over everything else. Because a Brahmana knows the importance of time, how to utilize time and where to utilize time, how much to utilize time where, a Brahmana know. Because he considers this human body is a very wonderful opportunity. Let me use this human body to rescue me from the cycle of birth and death. So whatever time that I am bestowed with, let me utilize that time in the most best possible way to glorify the Supreme Lord, to serve the Supreme Lord, to surrender to the Supreme Lord, to work for the Supreme Lord. Yat karoshi yat asnasi yat juhosi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya mat tat purusha madarpanam. He understands that science, and hence he is ready to sacrifice everything else for time. That is why a genuine Brahmana, he is ready to spend his money. He is ready to relinquish power and position. He is ready to relinquish sense gratification if he can gain time. Why? He knows using the time, he will invest in some productive, useful, forward-thinking activities. That is how a Brahmana is supposed to think, and that is how a Brahmana thinks. Chanakya Pandita never wanted to take salaries from Chandragupta Maurya. Because he told, that if I take salary, then I'll have to become one-sided or I may become biased. As a Brahmana, I know how to maintain. I will only live by my basic needs. And my needs are taken care. So he did not want himself to be biased or, you know, controlled by anyone so that he can speak the truth. The time is invested only for truth and absolute truth, dharma and bhakti. Anything else less than that, fallacies, fancies, facts and histories, doesn't make any sense. So hence a Brahmanical person, the reason we are discussing is about the instruction Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving to Pradyumna Mishra. Dharmasya anusthita kumsa visvakshena katasviyaha notak pada yati radyam shramayevahi kevalam. So the point here is that shramayevahi kevalam, everything else which is not connected with Krishna is a simply waste of time. So let us see what all contributes in our devotional life, which we think we will be valuing them, but actually speaking, they are not so much. So as a part of second reflection, we are discussing how a Brahmana values time over power, position, money, followers, sense gratification. A Kshatriya in general, he would be ready to spend as much time as he wants for gaining power and position. He wouldn't mind spending as much money as he wants. He wouldn't mind sacrificing as much sense gratification as he wants, so long as he's getting his power. I mean, I'm not comparing Prachin Kshatriyas to the modern day politician. But one aspect is, a modern day politician, for them to get power, they can go any extreme, any extent. They can tell lies. They can go to any notorious route so that they want power. They are only hung up on power. I'm not saying they are Kshatriyas, but I'm just giving an example. So a Kshatriya is power monger, just interested in power position. A Vaishya, he is ready to compromise time, power, sense gratification if he will get money. His whole thinking is about money, 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 money. How will I get money? Where will I get money? How much I can? How can I expand this money, spread this money, make this, you know, multiply this? That's how Kshatriya thinks. A Shudra thinks about sense gratificatory, sense objects, sense gratificatory objects, what all I will acquire and where will I go and enjoy. This is a typical mindset. That is how their nature of work. A Vaishya is doing business because he has to deal with money. A Kshatriya is ruling because he has to deal with power. A Brahmana is supposed to, you know, deal with truth because he has time and he has to invest that time for that. And Shudra used to work. A Varnashrama system, when Varnashrama system was there, Vishnu was the center and Brahmanas guided Kshatriyas. Kshatriyas utilized Vaishyas. Vaishyas engaged Shudras. So the society had a very good ecosystem. This is how everybody worked. But now, in the current context, when the society, civilization is not God-centric, when there is no classification of Varna and Ashrama, there is complete mixture of Rasabhas and, you know, so many other thoughts, and there is complete adulteration. So a person, even in the, you know, spiritual platform, or apparently come to the spiritual platform, he is looking for power, he is looking for money, he is looking for a sense enjoyment, he is not so much into applying the messages of absolute truth, but he is still thinking he is a devotee. So the message here for us as a part of second reflection is, if at all I am interested in Krishna consciousness, making progress in Krishna consciousness, let us better be sincere, serious Krishna conscious students without any adulteration. Otherwise, sramayevahi kevalam, simply waste of time. So our Krishna consciousness activities should not have any tinge of these layers. As I always say, that we have different layers of functioning. A layer of functioning is that I have to be Krishna conscious. Another layer of functioning is I have to look like functioning in Krishna consciousness. So between these two, many a times we get into the trap of lookalikes of Krishna consciousness, whereas the real Krishna consciousness is left behind. So my second reflection hence is, as practicing devotee, we need to learn to utilize our time and not to so much bother about power, position, money, sense gratification, and engage in our Krishna conscious activities. And that's the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. If after coming into Krishna consciousness movement, if we try to utilize everything else but for our time in Krishna's service, I'm looking after what power I will get, what position I will get, what money I will get, what profit I will get, what benefit I will get, what enjoyment I will get, then it may look apparently some sort of, we are a spiritualist, but Shrama Yevahi Kevalam, simply waste of time. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing in his song. Here we see Pradyumna Mishra is talking about this. Various other leaders, they are talking about this particular point on how that as a matter of their prayer, I feel guilty looking at my past activities, my dear Supreme Lord. I have been a cripple-minded. I have been a kripana. I have been some sort of a person who are completely desirous of sense gratification. So please somehow rescue me. So which means it is a realized prayer. Of course, it may be a teaching for us. They may not be really in there. But taking a very humble stand, keeping straw between their teeth, they are praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please, somehow or other, rescue me from this muck. So the message for us is, we should not get carried away by power, position, anything else. They are not Krishna conscious. Krishna consciousness means truth and absolute truth, dharma and bhakti. So Krishna is telling to Arjuna, please make sure that you never ever do anything adharmic. The reason why we say this is, sometimes in our Krishna consciousness process, we get some superiority complex, thinking that I am chanting, I have Krishna, I have Bhagavad Gita, I have Bhagavatam. And we are careless towards adharmic activities. We tell lies. We do so many other adharmic activities on the strength of the holy name of the Lord, which is a crime. So bhakti is not a Sunday prayer that a person go to a church and ask for forgiveness. And then Monday to Saturday again do a crime. And Sunday ask for forgiveness. Bhakti is not meant for that. Bhakti is meant for Chatru Shedaika Mantram Sakalam Upanishad Vakya Sampujya Mantram Samsaro Cheda Mantram Jihve Sri Krishna Mantram Japa Japa Satatam Janma Sapalya Mantram. Third reflection and the last one. First one was about the three, principles that we need to know, which we know, but we need to keep that as our, benchmarking, as our priority for reflecting. The second is about the position that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be in, being a first class, and what is Krishna consciousness, what is not Krishna consciousness, where our Krishna consciousness focus should be, where we should not be. The third is about in our functioning of Krishna consciousness, there are different layers of functioning: bodily platform, mental platform, intellectual platform, and the platform of soul. Prabhupada explains that in the book Perfection of Yoga and a few other places. A person can operate on bodily platform, a person can operate on mental platform, a person can operate on intellectual platform, a person can operate on the platform of soul, as Prabhupada mentioned in this purport. Sometimes people act on mental activity if they are not bodily, conscious. They may be involved in the mental activity, thinking that, oh no, I'm not doing any sense gratification. I'm only, you know, contemplating and stuff like that. So, hence the third reflection is to classify and note that we are not supposed to be operating on bodily platform. We are not supposed to be operating even on the mental platform. We are supposed to utilize our intelligence, but eventually act on the platform of soul. And how do we classify that? The way we classified Varnashrama in terms of our priorities, a bodily platform of person will only look forward for sense gratificatory objects. If I'm a person in bodily platform, I'll only come and look forward for, am I getting some sense gratification? Even if I come to the temple, I will run after sense objects. Because I'm a gross thinking person. I'm only looking for some gross things, enjoyment for my senses. That is mindset of a person in bodily platform. They are constantly in the lookout for what entice me, what enthuse me, what encourages me, what keeps me happy. And a person in the mental platform operating on the mind, they look for logical reasoning. Oh, if it is logically correct, I will follow. If it is not logically correct, I will not follow. They are only for everything logical understanding. But Krishna consciousness philosophy is not logical. Krishna consciousness philosophy is beyond logic. There are some logics won't work. Ito Narsinga, Parato Narsinga, Yato Yato Yami Tato Narsinga. Suppose if you read the English translation to an atheist or a person who is modern scientist, he will say this is illogical. Why? What that statement says? Narsingadev is here, Narsingadev is there. Wherever you go, Narsingadev is there. According to his limited brain, a person can be in only one place, he cannot be in multiple places. So he finds them illogical. So a person who is operating on the mental platform, for him, nothing that is logically said will go inside his head. Third, a person who is operating on the intellectual platform, he is hungry after knowledge. New knowledge, new philosophy, new subject. So long as he is getting new, he gets enticed. Suppose, for example, we declare a course. Next 1 week, we are going to discuss course on I am not this body, spirit, soul. Lecture series on I am not this body, spirit, soul. I'm not sure how many people will be coming. Even our own ISKCON devotees, I know that. Suppose you give a lecture series on Vidagdha Madhava, a lecture series on Madhurya Kadamini. Then, oh, something new I'm going to learn. I'm not saying it is correct or not correct. At least let us classify. Mental platform is one step better than bodily platform. Intellectual platform is one step better than mental platform. But it's not the best, and we should be watching out for a trap. So an intellectual platform person always looks hungry for knowledge. If knowledge is not, new knowledge or new information is not there, is not satisfied. But a person who's in the platform of soul always look forward for love. Because the nature of the soul is to love and to serve. He's constantly looking for the ultimate object and how to love, how to serve. He is neither satisfied by bodily sensual pleasure, nor satisfied by logical reasoning, nor satisfied by intellectual things. Is only satisfied by love. That is Vrindavan. So here, in this current context, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining that you need to learn the science from Ramananda Rai. The reason is, he's going to explain about Ramananda Rai very soon. The reason Mahaprabhu is saying that I am not the right person to learn from is not because Mahaprabhu does not want to teach. It's because it's important for a sadhaka to learn from an experienced, bona fide spiritual authority who knows the truth, who have seen the truth, and who are the mouthpiece of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord does not want to waste his time teaching, you know, ABCD. Supreme Lord is interested in enjoying wonderful pastimes and have fun. And also he wants to use this opportunity to glorify his dear devotees who has invested his time and energy and efforts in serving and glorifying and understanding the Supreme Lord. So hence, Mahaprabhu, even though he is Supreme Lord himself, he says, don't come to me. I don't know. You please go to Ramananda Raya. So a person who is operating on the platform of soul, a person who is operating on the platform of, you know, absolute nature, for him, he will be able to relate to the Supreme Lord in the right consciousness and not with any other adulterated consciousness. So hence my third reflection is, in specifying in our journey of Krishna consciousness, we need to eventually elevate ourselves from sensual pleasure to logical reasoning to intellectual quest. We should come to the platform of loving Krishna. Intellectual quest is not bad so long as it is directed towards loving Krishna. If somebody is hung up on intellectual quest only and does not move forward, then it is a roadblock there. But definitely mental and bodily platforms are supposed to be merged. That is why we need to rise up, we need to grow up, we need to, you know, uplift ourselves from bodily consciousness to the consciousness of operating on the platform of spirit soul. So to summarize our conversation, we had three sets of reflections. Here, in this current context, Pradyumna Mishra is coming to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, expressing in a very humble manner that how he is a cripple-minded or a, you know, fallen soul, and how he wanted Mahaprabhu to bestow his special blessings. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami expresses and glorify Mahaprabhu as a doctor who can cure the disease of boiling envy in the heart caused because of materialistic activity. So we were trying to state three important statements which will help us in setting the precedence in our action as a part of our first reflection. Statement number one, that we are eternal servants of the Supreme Lord and his government and his ruling, rather than being a servant of demigods or being a servant of one's own senses or even trying to be a criminal. So let us try to be an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. And second part of the first reflection is, let us try to be broad-minded rather than be narrow-minded. Difference between Shreyas and Prayas. One, to think of ultimate beneficial activity rather than immediately beneficiary activities. And the third is that whatever we have learned and thought and heard, let's put it in action. Our consciousness should reflect in action. We should get out of Bolneka and Bhulneka Bimari. Just go on speaking and go on forgetting, not take us anywhere. Action is what speaks louder than words. So Prabhupada says cultivation of Krishna consciousness means working towards a particular goal and getting rid of some unwanted things in our heart. Then only make progress. Consciousness alone won't help. First reflection. The second reflection we discussed about how in Varnashrama ecosystem, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they used to operate. And the reason we talk about this is, as devotees, as practitioners, sometimes we get carried away thinking that power is important for us to live, money is important for us to live, sense gratifications are, you know, needed, otherwise I will not be able to get satisfied, and leave a very crux of the core portion, because Prabhupada wanted us to become Brahmanas. So for us to become Brahmana, we need to make sure that we utilize our time, and time is the essence. So if time is the essence, then better try to utilize the time rather than compromising the time and doing everything else. So a Brahmana used to give importance to time, a Kshatriya used to give importance to power, a Vaishya has given importance to money, Shudra has given importance to sense gratification. But in a Varnashrama society, when Krishna was center, a Brahmana used to get a Kshatriya used to keep Vaishyas and Shudras under control properly, and a Vaishya is known to legitimately earn money and distribute them properly, and a Shudra is able to work under these such people. But now all those things are completely collapsed and there is no basis on our functioning. Everything is based only on one principle called sense gratification. Better we be careful and learn to utilize our time for ultimately beneficial activities. And the last but not least reflection is that for us to do ultimately beneficial activities, we need to raise above bodily platform, mental platform, intellectual platform and to the platform of soul. In bodily platform, we think about sense objects. In mental platform, we look for logical reasoning. In intellectual platform, we are hungry after knowledge. But all these three is going to trap us. The only thing that will help us is that we operate on the platform of soul by loving Krishna, serving Krishna. And here we see how Paramananda Mishra approached Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu is going to direct him towards this, you know, one other wonderful devotee, Ramananda Rai, and in turn Ramananda Rai is going to get glorified. So you all will read them in this chapter and further other wonderful information. So with this summary, I would like to end my discussion here. If there are any questions or comments or anything unclear, you can, you know, ask for it. Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Itai Gaurav Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful reflections. And through your reflections, it helps us a lot as a practicing devotees that we are actually able to progress in our actual Krishna conscious life. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such wonderful class. And I will request devotees now, if they have any questions or they want to share any realizations, so they can go ahead. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanavat Prana. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhu. Very nice points.
Can you be a little louder, Mataji, please?
Okay, sorry, Prabhu, maybe my voice. Hare Krishna, Prabhu, very, very beautiful, beautiful class. And at the end, the summary always helps us, your class. Especially, I wait for the summary. You'll stress on the points that you have covered whole class, so that I miss something, I can get it from there. It's very nice, Prabhu. Prabhu, you are telling that we have to utilize our time properly and use it in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes I feel like, you know, I plan a day that I should not waste my time. Okay, this is what I have to do. More I do planning, more I waste my time, I feel. What should I do? I mean, like, I feel like, okay, I should be very consciousness. I should not waste my time. And that day only I waste more time, I feel. I don't know. How do I, you know, manage that, or how do I come out of that situation?
I will tell you how I try to handle that such a challenge. This challenge is not only you think you have, you know, I definitely do have such a challenge. And this is the nature of this material world where we keep wobbling with different distractions. First, the principle behind why we are doing this. I mean, if you understand the principle, maybe we can get to the root cause of the problem. I used to always give this example. A baby is going with mother. When the baby is going with mother, and the baby is asking for a chocolate, mother is saying, no, I will not buy you chocolate. It is not good for your teeth. So the baby is asking for a toy. Mother is saying, you have a lot of toys. Please play them. I will get you something else. So the baby is asking and the mother is constantly saying no. And the baby is thinking that mother is not my well-wisher. Baby is thinking that whatever I am asking, mother is not providing. So the baby is upset. While this is happening, there is a guy who wants to kidnap this baby. So he's seeing that this baby is constantly holding mother's hand. That is why he is not able to come closer and kidnap the child. So he's making a plan. What do I do so that I can kidnap this baby? So he is constantly showing some allurements to the baby. He's showing a balloon. He's showing some animated characters. Then he is trying to explore where is this baby going to fall flat for my allurement. He's trying one after the other. And when he realizes that when he shows the chocolate, there is a glow in the face of the child. Because the child had been asking for a chocolate to the mother, and mother is not buying, and this guy is showing. And suddenly he's also showing a toy in another hand. So one hand toy, another hand chocolate. He is showing to the child. The child is immediately thinking, oh wow, what my mother is not able to provide, this guy is providing. My mother is not my well-wisher, this guy probably is my well-wisher. So for a moment, the child is, you know, leaving the mother's hand and going towards this guy. may apparently appear that this guy is giving you chocolate, giving you a balloon or toy, but he's going to kidnap you and put you through, miserable experiences. In our materialistic life, every time when we get distracted from Krishna's service, 9 out of 10 instances, either not consciously or unconsciously or subtly, we are convinced that we need balloon and toy and this chocolate. Which as of today, I know Krishna is ultimate goal. I know eventually I have to go to Krishna. But today, I want this chocolate. So this guy is giving, let me go there. Ek bar, I'll go and take the chocolate. Then I'll come back and enjoy Krishna. So the child actually does not want to leave the mother and go. That's not the intent. The child at that point, I'm thinking that for now, Indra did that. If you go to Vritrasura's pastime, what is Indra doing? He has finished all his morning program. Mangalarti is done. Japa is done. Bhagavatam class is done. All the programs are done. Now I am done with all my morning program. Look at my sadhana chart is clean, neat. Now I will turn on my remote and watch some dance program. So he finished all the morning sadhana. He's confident. Mere morning sadhana ho gaya. So now let me call my apsaras and let them dance. I'll enjoy. So when he started to enjoy, Brihaspati walked in. And in his headspace, what is he thinking? My sadhana is done. My seva is done. Now it's a time for my enjoyment. So when I'm in the enjoyment zone, let me damn enjoy. So he didn't bother about Brihaspati walking in. He disrespected. The entire whole Vritrasura pastime, one of the, marquee pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam, is because of this one conduct of being overconfident and or thinking, theek hai na, it's okay, no, I have done my job, now I am, having my time for fun time, so why should I, get distracted, let me focus. Jab main japa kiya, I was focusing there, so let me also focus it here. So this is the propensity that Kali or Maya tries to do within us. I know you know this, but I wanted to reiterate why and how we get distracted or we get carried away. And the strategy that helps, even this strategy is, I have failed, but most of the time it, helps is that you kind of sandwich yourself or engage yourself amongst few devotees and engage yourself in some sort of a service that you are answerable to somebody. Which means there is always some to-do list given by the devotee and you are supposed to answer them in the manner by which I am taking up some service. Like for example, today evening, Indian time 8:30 p.m., I need to log in. Even though I may have some other interesting distractions available, because I have a dutiful commitment towards a group of devotees, I am organizing there, maybe delaying my sense enjoyment and trying to come over here. So the first technique is what Haridas Thakur did to the prostitute. The technique of delaying. Haridas Thakur did not say get lost. Probably the impact would have been different. But Haridas Thakur said, no, don't worry, stay here. I will finish my duty and come to you. I'll finish my duty and come to you. So 3 days he kept on saying that and he kept on delaying Maya. Kept on delaying prostitute. Eventually she became a devotee. In our case also, when distractions is coming, the way to handle the mind is, no, it is not allowed. Then the mind will give a punch on our face. How it is not allowed? Already you see your sadhana chant. You finished your chanting, you finished your reading, you finished your prasadam. You also need rest, dear. Take some rest. And while you're resting and watching some movie, what is the big problem? Mind will say that. So the easiest tactic is procrastinate. Instead of procrastinate the service, you procrastinate the sense gratification. Just go on delay. And the nature is, every sense gratificatory propensity is intense in a particular environmental or a particular condition. The moment it is shifted away, it's like a cyclone. A cyclone is very powerful only in particular condition. Under different environmental condition, the cyclone will lose its power. Similarly, when you delay, okay, this sense gratification is going to bother me, tell your mind, You want to watch a movie? Not now, in the evening. The evening, you shift the goalpost to tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, shift the goalpost tomorrow afternoon. So, and not just keep shifting that. In that gap, keep it filling with Krishna. It's easily said than done, but I'm just saying, one of the techniques is procrastinating. Second technique is, which I have, you know, personally experienced, is that if you can try to overload yourself. When I say, you use the word overload, please don't misquote me. I'm having, if you have 5 hours available for your Krishna's service, have 7 hours of service. The reason is, many times our mind tricks us by saying, this service deadline is 3 days later, so I still have some window. These are all some tricks of mind and Kali and Maya to just test us. So if you have something or other always on your plate, and if they are, you know, supposed to be, you know, responded, delivered or given, then we keep ourselves busy. Because during Janmashtami day, how are we able to do Nirjala fasting? And you go and ask, whoever has done a successful Nirjala fasting, they would have kept their day very busy. Those who have not kept themselves busy in services, they would have thought about water every half an hour. They would have thought, you know, thought about everything, breaking up their fast every 1 hour. But if you are busy, you don't even think about that you are fasting. You are constantly busy. Oh, you know, DT service, HR service, dress service, prasadam service, bookstall service, kids program service. You are constantly busy, so you are not thinking about anything else. The third technique that, you know, that helps or that, you know, that works in my, you know, humble capacity in terms of tricking your mind is about how we kind of have different devotional engagements. Because sometimes our current devotional engagements are still in a gross level. As we spoke about different layers, we want, you know, certain things at the sensual level, something in the mental level, something at the intellectual level. We are not able to fully operate on the soul level. So, in the sensual level, if you want to eat, keep some extra prasadam. If you want to, you know, have some logical things, have some, you know, some interesting discussions, a debate, or, you know, a question answer session, something. So what happens is that if you try to also fill your thought process with Krishna consciousness alternative, at least you have Krishna conscious alternative. Like, for example, I want to eat more. So I have plenty of ice creams and, you know, whatever, brownie and donuts or whatever that is, all of them offered and kept. Okay, if I'm a foodie, so even though I'm supposed to be not doing atyahara, but even if I have to eat, at least I have prasadam. Suppose if I am a person who was interested in gossiping, at least call some of the friends and talk about some, you know, debates on Krishna consciousness or some, or write. So my point is that the way you do that, sometimes you hear music, sometimes you watch videos of, you know, Srila Prabhupada's realization or some Prabhupada's history. Sometimes you go out for book distribution. So have a multi-variety Krishna conscious engagement so that to cheat your mind, you have some varieties program to get yourself engaged. I am not saying these are all the best ways. These are all ways, somehow, in some cases, it worked. But bottom line is what, you know, Pradyumna Mishra is doing. Surrender and take shelter of a bona fide spiritual authority who can tweak your ears and know where your trap is, where your weakness is, and accordingly engage. There's a book by Satsurup Maharaj called Obstacles on the Path of Krishna Consciousness. If you read them, he is giving wonderful techniques of how he dealt with different types of anarthas and distractions. It's a good read. Maybe you can try that. Am I making some sense here?
Yes, Prabhuji, a lot, Prabhu. Thank you so much for giving so many different examples how to, you know, control our mind and how to utilize. And I really like the path that you are saying is overload of the services that helps us. That is really very nice, Prabhu. And the one thing you are telling is the time for the sense gratification should be allocated to the service so that somehow, you know, we can postpone that sense gratification and give a time to the service. So that also really helps, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your all the examples of the child and everything. It really, really helps me, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. And it is very good that you have given this answer before Karthik starts. So I can use my time using these techniques, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Very grateful.
Hare Krishna. All questions are Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. How nicely you explain about the Krishna consciousness, birth and death cycle, how we have to get out from this material life and how utilize our time. Yes, very nicely explain that when the japa is over, we feel that, oh, everything is a keep chanting back one side in a before 15 years. But now we understand that whenever we hearing Krishna consciousness from senior Vaishnava by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev, it's directly effect to our japa. And you so nicely explained, and we are not utilize our time in material things. Yes, we have option, but we hear Krishna Katha and try to make a note and try to make whatever our capacity, like ant legs, we will share it with the Vaishnava. And for that, utilize this time to glorify Supreme Lord and satisfy our example, they are so rich, but they are not staying 2 days in a one tree. And the Kuresha and the Madhvacharya and our Guru Parampara, Haridas Thakur, you are given a very nice example. And Chanakya Pandit never takes salary. Because he said that my basic needs satisfied by Lord Krishna. So we should be completely depend upon Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And then you explained so nicely about Krishna conscious. Look like a Krishna conscious, but real conscious utilize time, power, money, everything for the Krishna conscious. And then prayers and the parts of bhakti. Krishna conscious is dharma and bhakti. I am setting my example that I think that, oh, I am very sincere in a bhakti. I am reading Shishi Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, hearing both time Krishna Katha. But no, Prabhuji, my mind is sometimes going here and there. So that when we hear continuously Krishna Katha from senior Vaishnava by mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev, we control our senses and keep it in the lotus feet of Shri Radha Gopinath, and by that mercy we can hear and chant and very attentively, and whatever they preach us we can share with the Vaishnava. And you give such a nice example of three reflection, that three principle we know what is the Krishna conscious and what is not Krishna conscious. And you give us so nicely example of bodily platform, mental platform and the spiritual soul. So that, yes, Prabhuji, we are busy after so many years also busy in a science creative, so not it is science gratification, but we think that, oh, my daughter will be finished study, then marriage, then that kids. So we will engage our mind to these temporary words, pleasure, material pleasure. But mental pressure, mental platform also in a beginning time we are thinking, is it right when Guru Maharaj is given lecture or senior Vaishnava is go, because we are so smart thinking from mind. But we have to surrender ourselves, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, and our six Kausami, in our Acharya, and follow their instruction. And classified body, you explained so nicely about the bodily platform, sense gratification, mental platform, about how to follow Krishna consciousness, and the logical platform, and Narsya prayer, Prabhuji. When the Narsya prayer is going on, our mind is going on, oh, I have to do this job, I have to do this job after reaching home. So that whenever we are doing puja or aarti, if it is only 10, 15 or 30 minutes, we have to concentrate in that puja and that lectures, because they are working hard maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks to give us a Krishna conscious, and they will left their all the desire, material desire, and engage their self in a Krishna conscious. And so many things, Prabhuji. Koti koti dandavat pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you, Prabhuji. And you sing two bhajana. Gai Gaura Chande, can you please sing that? Hari Hari Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you, Prabhuji, for all your realization. My English is very basic English, Prabhuji, but at least now I am rememberized whatever you preach us. Koti Koti Nanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.
You're always inspiring to others. Thank you for your, you know, being whatever you are. Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, all glories to Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. I have a question, and maybe it's a small question, but when it comes to intellectual, and you're saying how you don't want the intellectual to distract you from Krishna consciousness, at the same time, we have, like you said, we want something to feed our intellect, we want something to feed our senses, you know, the different aspects of our psyche, whatever you want to call it. When do we know where we're going overboard?
Fantastic question. Prabhupada explains, if you read Nectar of Devotion, chapter 14, first paragraph in Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada writes, knowledge and renunciation are very important and will take us only to certain level. After that point in time, knowledge and renunciation are not going to help. What will help is our sincerity and sentiments. The point is, the knowledge will never be an obstacle so long as that is blended and directed towards loving a person. So it is like I wear a spectacle, glasses. If my glass happens as a medium to help me see the object in front of me as they are, then this glass is serving its purpose. Suppose if I wear a glass and it aberrates or it, you know, converts the original image to some sort of a, you know, colored image, then that's not the purpose of the spectacles. I always say this spectacles as a Guru Sadhu Shastra. The lens portion of it, of course, you know, this example applies only when there's a spectacles, not a contact lens. The idea is that the limitation of this, at least understand the context, is the lens acts as a spiritual master who will compensate the vision impact. But the lenses need to be held by two frame. Otherwise, the lens cannot be, you know, so the two frame is Shastra. The spiritual master speaks from the Shastra. And this frame and the lens need to be held towards our, ears, hold it back. So that is Sadhu. So when we are in Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, so Shastra is important when they are learned under the bona fide spiritual authority and amongst the Sadhu for the pleasure of Supreme Lord. It's all directed towards loving Krishna. Then we are not going overboard. We get overboard only when we are hung up on Siddhanta over service. We are hung up on Siddhanta over love. We are hung up on Siddhanta over, you know, our responsibility to, as a disciple or as a student. If Siddhanta comes any time before, when you're asked to do a service, and when you try to get into is this service really appropriate? I mean, sure, we are not here a sentimentalist, but many a times I have seen in the last 30 years of my Krishna consciousness, people have left ISKCON because they questioned the Prabhupada. They said that, look at Srila Prabhupada's translation. Srila Prabhupada has not done literal translation. Srila Prabhupada has done some, you know, superficial translation, emotional translation. I'm sorry to use this because somebody said that. Because some other, you know, so-called scholar has filled in his head saying that your Swamiji did not do, write Sanskrit. This is how Sanskrit should have been done. So sometimes our intellectual quotient, that's why Prabhupada is very particular to Bhakti Swarup Damodara Maharaj, that please go and stay amongst scientists. Speak the scientist language. But eventually convince them that science of Krishna consciousness supersedes everything. In the context of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have gone through that series in the recent past. About Mahaprabhu's stay in Varanasi, you know, when he had to deal with the Mayavadi sannyasis. Mahaprabhu stayed for 7 days peacefully hearing all the nonsenses. They eventually come and say that everything what you said is nonsense. What I'm going to speak is all the senses. So sometimes when we are reading literature, when we are going through this, we need to cross-check. Is my reading, is my hearing, is my, you know, quest for knowledge leading to application, leading to service, leading to love, leading to inclusion in spiritual life? If it is, great. If it is not, then it's a, you know, warning bell. We need to make sure that if I am not engaging myself in a service, I study, oh, I have read Bhagavatam 4 times. What service you do? Oh, I'm sorry, very busy. So there's a problem. At the end of the day, we need to culminate in service, which eventually gets to love. I finally say this. There are two processes, Vaidhi Marga, Bhagavata Marga. Vaidhi Marga, you do rules. But eventually, you have to come to Bhagavata Marga to love. Otherwise, just hung up on the rules, then we do Niyama Graha eventually. But if you do to Bhagavata Marga, then we come to Tattat Karma Pravartana. There's a very thin line of difference. But that is why it is said, Bhakti is walking on the razor's edge. If you do not know the difference, you'll go to the wrong side. So better to know the difference. So hence, the goal is to love Krishna at the cost of everything else. Not to sacrifice love for Krishna for gaining anything else. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I like that and love the point that we should raise ourselves to bodily platform, to the soul platform, and the love the Krishna and serve the Krishna. That's the essence of this topic, and use our time in Krishna consciousness most of the time, all the time. So for that loving part, I remember one bhajan or one something is called Rudira Tu Bahave, Radaya Tu Chalave, Radaya Tu Rudira Chalaye, Radaya Tu Chalaye, Chetana Pravahama, Anga Angatu Bahave. So he is all the time with us. He's doing so many things. Have us given the body for, first of all, to realize himself like Krishna. So he's digesting our food. He's giving us oxygen. He's given us so many things. Once you realize that all those things that around me and within me is Krishna, he's given so many things to us. That realization gives ultimately loving natures towards him.
Thank you so much. It's clear.
That's the Bhav Gita of essence of that. He's doing so many things for us. All the things he does, because his existence, we are here. Otherwise, we are nowhere.
Definitely, very nice.
I like your pravachan and all the essence that in summarize you did very. Very great. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. I remember when you said this about the point of a diseased person want to go to a doctor. First is to know that I'm diseased. Second is to know that I have to go to the right doctor. Third is to go to the doctor. Fourth is to take his prescription that the doctor treats you. And fifth is to go and buy the medicine. And sixth and most important is to eat the medicine. Many a times in our process, we does all the way up till buying the medicine. But when it comes to eating the medicine, we are lazy. So I always see this amongst practicing devotees that we go up to the point of buying the medicine. Medicine is right in your hand. But when it comes to eating it, we procrastinate. Baad mein karenge. We'll take it later. Oh, after lunch. Oh, today lunch I missed it. In the night I will take it. Then tomorrow morning. So this is the effect of Kali upon us. So better don't let that happen. So when you have already identified your disease, gone to a doctor, taken the medicine, bought the medicine, medicine's in your hand, better consume it, then you get cured. Anyway, thank you so much for your kind words, Prabhu.
Yeah, that's the Mahaprabhu given us wonderfully.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
If there is no question, please sing Gai Gaura Chande. And we need the album, Prabhuji, from so many 6 months you forgot to share album with us.
Yeah, yeah. I am such a, you know, rascal. I am supposed to. Actually, I've told my team and so many things have come in the...
We all are
busy. I will sing a song. I'll sing.
Yeah. And we need album also.
I will organize. I've been out of action in Mumbai for the last 6 months, so... I'll get this organized. There's a full app, you know, app that is getting developed, you know, to be given away. You know, I don't know when I'm going to do that. Anyway, let's do that. Let me sing this song. Gai Gaura Madhur Swari, Gai Gauranga Madhur Swari, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Gai Gaura, Madhur Swari. Gai Gaura, Madhur Swari. Grihe Tako, Vane Tako. Sada Hari Bole Dako Grihe Tako Vane Dako Sada Hari Bole Dako Suke Duke Bulo Nako Badane Hari Nam Koro Re Suke duke bhulo na ko vadane hari naam karo re gai gaura madhur sware gai gaura madhur sware maya jale baad hoye aacho miche kajal hoye माया जाले बाद होए आजो मीचे काजल होए एको नाचे तान पे राधा माधव नाम बोलो रे एको नाचे तान पे राधा माधव नाम बोलो रे Gai Gaura Madhur Swari Gai Gauranga Madhur Swari Jeevan Hoilo Sesha Na Bhajile Hrishikesa Jeevan Hoilo Sesha Na Bhajile Hrishikesa Bhakti Vino Dopadesha Ek Barnamna Sema Tore Bhakti Vino Dopadesha Ek Barnamna Sema Tore Gai Gaura Madhur Swari Gai Gauranga Madhur Swari Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, 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 Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Gai Gaura, Madhur Swari, Gai Gaura, Madhur Swari, Aashishi Gaunita ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you. Koti koti dhanyavad pranam.
Okay, so
thank you, Prabhuji. And Priti Vilasni Mataji gave a message in the chat that thank you for the beautiful class.
Thank you for all the kind words. All glory Srila Prabhupada.
He's giving us a Santidan, Saktidan, and Smurtidan. Smurtidan, when you wake up, he gives our Smruti back, that who we are, what we need to do. Saktidan, when we digest food, he gives the energy. Santidan, when you go to sleep, he gives you Santi, so you can do the rest activities. At this three Sandhya time, his presence all the time. His presence all over the time, but at this time, he's with us. Feel that all the time.
Thank you. Okay, Mansa Kalpataru Bhishma Dasindu Deva Charpati Dana Bhavanindu Vaishnavidu.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you, everyone, for joining. So, yes, now we will end. So, thank you so much, Prabhuji. And Chaitanya Chaitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, His Grace Ram Gridhari Prabhu ki jai. So, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hosting this nice program, very good. Hare Krishna. Vinita Mataji.